Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that this just brings about a lot of clarity for her if she's encountering any hidden persecution so that she can not get confused and obey you. Ask all these prayers, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 in the book of Amos, talking about times of judgment, how dangerous they can get, and the need to walk in the Holy Spirit more perfectly, but understanding that once you do, you're going to be persecuted. Okay, and you can understand persecution a lot better if you understand Bible prophecy. And just finishing up, the Communist Manifesto and how it relates to the fourth part of the statue, which is iron, the Nebuchadnezzar statue. So moving on from that and going back to the parables of the kingdom. This is Matthew chapter 13, starting at, this is verse 19. It says, "And anyone that heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth it away, that which was sown in his heart. This is which received seed by the wayside. But he that receiveth seed into the stony places, the same is he that heareth the word and anon receiveth it, with joy receiveth it, yet hath not root in himself, but dureth for a while. For when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word, by and by he's offended." And I just can't illustrate enough, especially, well, the Lord is faithful, so he'll take you through little smaller trials to get you prepared. But if you're faithful and you do well, and you really are rock solid, and you shine, you know, like a light during the times ahead, during times of judgment, I just can't illustrate enough what it's very difficult, the persecution that you encounter. If you do well, okay, and you do shine like a light, Satan is going to come after you, and it's going to be very difficult. And so I just want to go back to this verse right here. Verse 1, it says, "Yet hath not roots in himself, but endureth for a while." Okay, and that goes back to the book of John, where he says, "Abide in me, and I in you." Okay, "For without me, you can do nothing." And he talks about the vine and the branch. Okay, you have to be in the vine. It's very difficult because you just can't be naive. Any sister that's listening, you gotta know what's going on. And the only way you're gonna know what's going on, you know, again, reading your Bible from cover to cover, you're done, read it again, and then prayer for these teachings will help you. But you need to abide in that vine, because the Holy Spirit will explain this to you, okay? He'll say, "No, that is not me," because when it comes at you, that's why I want, you know, that's why we went over communism, okay? When it comes at you, it looks really good. It looks like you're doing something wrong, and like you're evil, and like you're not helping people, and somehow like you're sinning, okay? But you'll abide in that vine, and the Holy Spirit will tell you, "No, that's not me," okay? That's a spirit of Antichrist, okay? And it's trying to deceive you, okay? Because that's, once again, that's why I want to go through the book of, talk about Bible prophecy, because the Antichrist is going to do the same thing with the whole world. God's going to be judging the world, and we'll talk about that later, go through the book of Revelation, but he's going to be judging the world, okay, pouring out his wrath, and then the Antichrist is going to show up and be this really nice guy and say, "You don't need to repent, you don't need to listen to him, he is evil, let's go fight him." And you're going to see the same thing happen, okay, where it's like you are doing what the Lord wants, you're obeying him, you're just advancing his will to get people into repentance, and then, you know, the spirit will come at you and say, "No, you're doing something evil." Okay. And once again, it's not eternally minded. It's leading people to hell. And, you know, if you're in the Holy, walking in the Holy Spirit and advancing his will, you're actually during times of judgment helping to bring people into repentance so they can inherit eternal life, because the Bible is true. There's a lot of false doctrine out there. Like, you can just do whatever you want and go to heaven. Not true. Okay. Not true. We've talked a lot about that. I'll go ahead and leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that she has a really humble heart, reads her KJV Bible from cover to cover, and she's done, reads it again, and then asks to be filled with your Holy Spirit so that she may understand and see these things with clarity. Ask all these prayers, you Father, your Son, in Jesus' name, amen.